Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Podcast Lost in Space, episode 24. We've got just about everybody. Honestly, this is probably going to be the everybody we see for most of the times. But before we get into it, like the last few weeks, today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/pliss. Over 180,000 titles, I know, to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player, and I think they've got a computer. One of the ones I got really addicted to, I've been doing nothing but audiobooks, like, the last 3 days. Help me, because all my podcasts have backed up, all my YouTube has backed up. Cool. We got people. Introducing our guest, who's more of a reoccurring guest these days.
Are we talking me?
We're talking you.
Okay. Hey, guys, what's going on? My name's Joe. I've been here a couple times. I am a Pokemon YouTuber and / Twitch streamer, and I work in billing. So, yeah.
He does. Then we've got Alyssa on the end.
Are we doing our week?
Say hi first.
Okay. Hi, I'm Alyssa. I am the undergraduate student of the group, so I bring the younger perspective.
Yeah, you say
and
Gucci.
And I'm the little sister. I do say Gucci. Oh,
the only camera-less one this time around.
Hey, I'm Ryan. I've been here enough. I ran out of things to say about. I've ran out of things to say about myself after week two, so.
It's true. And then, of course, we've got Seneca.
Hey, I'm usually the cat herder. Get the blog posts usually up where they need to be on time. Yeah.
And then me. That's been my job the last few weeks, which is why things have kind of gone to shit. I'm Alexander. This is all my crazy idea, but there are people who are way better at it than me. Which is always nice, actually.
You need me.
I do.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's do, as always, how was your week? Alyssa, since you're on the end, at least for me.
I am on, I don't know. For me, I am.
She's
too.
She's on the end for me, too. Cool.
Yeah, yay. Sorry. My week. It's been really, really freaking busy. I had a bunch of meetings and stuff, but I'm getting ready to do my STLF trip, which is my service trip to Washington, D.C., so like, I had meetings for that, trying to figure out what to pack, had to go buy a sleeping bag. I wrote a ethnography on graffiti in the Fargo-Moorhead area and compared it to graffiti in Toronto, Ontario. So that was actually really fun. It was a fun project I had to do for cultural anthropology. And then I also had to write a paper about Instagram advertising, and it was a commentary, and I went over the word count, so I was really proud about that, and I need to figure out a way to slim it down, but I probably could have written, like, double what I did write, so, but exciting thing, yesterday I went to a military ball. So that was really fun. I got to dress up and go. I went with a guy from ATO, and so, yeah, that was really fun. There was a bunch of Greek life people, and it was all formal and ceremony-like, and people got awards, and one of our friends got, like, a giant trophy thing. I don't really understand what it was for, but, so that was cool, and I got to learn a little bit, like, what their different, like, ribbons mean, and like their different things on their jackets that they wear and stuff, so that was really fun, and so yeah, that was kind of a new thing, but yeah, I've just been really busy, kind of been stressful, but gotta get through this week, and then it's spring break.
Joey?
We don't get that.
Damn, is it my turn? Like, I don't know what
yeah,
the
go ahead, Joey.
Go.
Okay, so my week was incredibly busy as well, mostly just working, and then, you know, since I've got my own, you know, YouTube channel that I've been doing a lot of stuff for, and we started up this competitive league where we all battle each other, so that's been taking up a lot of my time because I'm the assistant commissioner of that league, so basically I'm the one that does everything, so that's always fun. But luckily, it went off relatively without a hitch, so today I just get to kind of, you know, detox and not have to worry about that too much. I had to take work off Wednesday, though, because I was having really bad headaches all week, so that was fun. I mean, it's all good now. I'm perfectly fine now, but it might have just been lack of sleep on my own negligence, because I do that a lot, and I don't understand that the bed is right there, and therefore I should hop in it. So yeah, that was my week.
You forgot a very important thing. You've been being bad at Fire Emblem.
Oh, no, that was more than a week ago, fool. Yeah. You said how bad was this week? By the way, come take on my castle. I'll still kick your ass.
I'm on level 16 or something of conquests.
And I'm on level 24, or no, 22.
Doesn't mean you're not good at it. Doesn't mean you're not bad at it, rather.
Doesn't mean you can't beat me. It doesn't mean you can beat me.
All right, Newman, how have you been? They haven't seen you in a bit.
All right, nothing exciting. So I'm glad soccer season's back.
Yeah. So explain.
It runs relatively parallel to baseball season.
Okay.
Why do you not know that?
Yeah, MLS season.
I don't give a shit about sports.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
She might give a shit. Really, Ryan? Alex, nothing else?
Alex, I really dislike baseball. I can still tell you the exact month it starts and stops. Yeah. Like, come on.
Bastard.
Newman, right? How's work?
It's all right. Still looking for a new job. Actually, refactored my resume and then sending it out again. Have an interview this week. Hopefully that goes really well, because that'd be a really sick job.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Nice.
How's your own side project going?
Kind of put it on back burner while I was, like, trying to work on my resume, and, yeah. It's almost done, though.
We got a little bit of words out of Newman. That never happens.
Hey!
Hey! How have
Double
you been?
In there.
I've been pretty good. So, I was gone for a couple weeks because of graduate school interviews, and my last interview was this past Friday. I'm done! Yay! Now I'm dealing with the emails of, like, being put on wait lists and being accepted into programs and figuring out what the hell I'm going to be doing next year and where I'm going to be living. So there's been a lot of that. Friday after my last interview, Friday was also the day that Girl Scout cookies became available here, so I may have gone and bought some Girl Scout cookies to celebrate the fact that I may have gone and celebrated the fact that I was done with interviews with my boyfriend by eating Girl Scout cookies, just maybe.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It's been a good week. It's just been a little stressful because I've realized, like, now the easy part's over, because now that the interviews are over, like, I have to actually make big kid choices about where I'm going to live next year and who I'm essentially going to sell my soul to and my brain to for the next up to 5-6 years.
Have you been accepted yet?
The most?
7 years at the most. I have been accepted to a PhD program. I have been accepted to a master's program. I'm not going to be saying those names on air for obvious reasons, but I will say that I'm excited about the possibilities, and we'll see where life takes me, because I haven't heard back from everybody yet, and I'm still on some wait lists, so.
Cool.
Yeah. Woo!
You have options, though.
Yes.
Good.
Which is weird, because originally, so for those who don't know, I don't know if I ever said this on air, but originally when this whole process, like, started and I started to get invited for interviews, I was like, okay, can I just be accepted in one program, please? Because I don't want to have to make that life-altering decision, because the programs that I got interviewed at are all pretty good. So, yeah, and now I have to make a decision, which I guess I'm happy about.
When I chose
options, and then...
Yeah.
How many did you specifically get accepted into, as opposed to being on a wait list?
Two so far. I haven't heard back from... So I got 4 interviews, 5 schools are considered, like, have me, one school that doesn't do interviews accepted me, one school that did interviews has accepted me, 2 schools I can't really expect to hear back from yet, really, and then one I know I'm on the wait list, so.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I would always say having the 2 options is the bare minimum is always a good thing, because
Yeah.
So it was good. I had that when I was moving back, when I chose to move back from Calgary. Because it was like, I moved back home, try to find, or I kept constantly looking at being like, I could just join the Canadian Army.
Yeah.
I'm here. Like,
so wait, your two options were to move home or to join the Army?
Is that what you're saying?
Alex, no offense, I could not see you in the Army in America or Canada. Not because of, like, physicality, but more of you adhering to a chain of command. I just don't see
There's a reason that's... I'm here.
Yeah. He doesn't
but
listen
no,
to
I
people.
Had those moments where you can kind of see the branches, and you're like, well, there's an alternate reality where I did that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
There's like that one alternate reality out of 99 where you didn't.
That was interesting. Then there's me. I've been working. I've been being lazy. I need to stop being lazy, but that's been about me. Most of my week's been working. I've been having to go to baseball practices, which is one of those things where it is my single least favorite sport of all time, tied with basketball. And I'm sitting there, you know, doing catch drills with the younger boy that I nanny, or, you know.
Can you throw a ball?
I can throw a ball.
Can you throw it accurately, though?
Yes.
I can generally throw it accurately. I can't throw it fast and accurately, but I can generally throw it accurately.
Impressive.
I work with kids. I have to learn these things. Even if I'm like, I love dodgeball, so I have to learn these things in that way.
He's learning how to play sports all over again as a 22-year-old adult.
I am certified in the city of Calgary with their special program to teach sports.
What? No.
Because we had to do it for training.
That's the funniest thing I think I've ever heard.
This is why you should hate them. I get to see it.
I don't hate all sports. I just hate baseball and basketball.
And then you don't really care for football, and then you pick grass off the ground in soccer.
Hey, that is not me.
that is past. Oh no, that was Husson. Never mind.
That was Husson.
That
he
is right.
In the corner and picked dandelions.
That is true.
And then got hit in the face by the soccer ball.
Ow!
A lot.
Yeah. I can see you doing that though, Alexander.
No, because I have a job on the field, and I do my job, and then I die from asthma.
And he's an EI. He
see, I was the one that was running around. Well, I was also the one.
I was defender.
Left the
or
team.
Mid. But then also, actually, when Joey's mom was like, "Hey, we're about to be competitive, and you either need to decide to be competitive, or you should probably quit the team," and I quit the team.
at least you recognized your desires. Like...
I was like, yeah, I don't want to be competitive.
Okay.
Actually, today I started applying for my own master's level program.
Good.
Not a week.
I am trying to find an internship this summer, and it's driving me crazy.
Good luck. Internships are hell.
Welcome to the rest of our. She's already done one.
Finding one's appropriate for school.
Yeah. And so that's a real struggle because I've never had anything in the job field really, like, you know. So
are you looking for an internship for, like, school credit, or are you looking for an internship just for money?
No.
Like money and experience.
Yeah, experience and money, yeah. But the hardest part is everybody either wants a graduate, like somebody that's graduated and has their bachelor's, or they want experience. So I'm just like,
Have you gone to any internship fairs or anything like that they probably have at your school?
Yeah, the problem is I'm in North Dakota, and so the jobs are for...
So you're trying to specifically come home for the summer and work out here. All right.
Yeah, so that's been the real struggle, but
can I point out something here? Internships want graduated students.
Yeah, that's how it works nowadays.
It depends.
Yes, that's how it works nowadays. It really doesn't mean it's not fucking stupid that that's how it works to...
Yeah,
I had three internships before I graduated, so it's
some. I mean, but a lot of them are like hard to find, or you don't get paid, which is a big deal. I'm not gonna. I've done an unpaid internship.
Those are still legal.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know how the place I did it at did it because I'm pretty sure she was doing it illegally. But that's another story.
We could make money. I'm from a graduate school.
Yeah, I know. No, what? But it's like me and my best friend slash roommate, we had like a discussion. We were like, we're trying to find like our future career, like internships, and like, when did we get this old? And we had that like that realization, and we were just like,
it's okay. We're the youngest ones in this call.
I know, right?
I know.
You get out what, 2 to 4 years later? No, one to three years later, and you know, after graduation, you're still like, oh, I don't know what I'm gonna fucking do.
I came to the
realization of how old I was. Many times, but most recently came to that realization when I was talking with my brother on the phone, and I said to him, I was like, wait, you know what I just realized? And he's like, what? And I was like, Pokemon just turned 20 years old.
Yeah, like, it's like what's the whole like, high school musical.
Well, I told him, and he freezes for a second, and then he goes, oh, God! It's just this perfect.
World of Warcraft came out over 11 years ago now.
It's like,
I've been playing that for almost 10 years.
See, I love how you guys are reminiscing about like how old you guys feel, and honestly, after all my interviews, I feel like a freaking pipsqueak.
No, see, like, we get both, right? Because I'm like, I still feel like I'm a kid because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I don't, you know, blah, 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 blah. But also, shit, Pokemon's 20 years old.
See, that's the greatest thing about grad school, though, is that you simultaneously get to be the oldest and the youngest person in the room. Because,
see,
you know, you're surrounded by undergrads or whatever when you're not in classes.
I was the youngest person, like, in most of my interviews.
Yeah.
Trying
to figure out your next step is a real struggle.
Well, on top
y'all.
Of that, going into a PhD program right out of graduating from your undergrad isn't as common as people think it is. Like most of the time,
it's not common.
You go out into the career for your career field for 4 to 5 years, or you get a master's and then go for your PhD.
Why don't you just go for your PhD, Alex? Is there not programs that do that, or?
Well, it all depends on stuff. Area,
I mean, I could get a PhD in anthropology, but I want to be able to work.
And it also depends on what my goal is, because, for me, I don't need a PhD, but for more work options, PhD would be very nice, especially because I'm considering being a professor.
Yep.
However, that depends.
For me, I found a master's degree that actually lets me do what I want.
Mm-hmm.
In theory, at least, that will at least teach me what the field that I'm interested in, and then I eventually want to be a professor too. But I'm not as worried. Like I'm like, the PhD can wait a few years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can try to pay off with some student debt before.
I feel like being a professor would be so much fun. I see them walking around and stuff. I'm like, you literally get the college environment your rest of your life.
Yeah. Now, also,
you don't get the college.
You also get to. Like, to be a good professor, though, you have to put in a ton of time.
They are underpaid, especially nowadays.
Yes.
And
also depends on
professors still get parents yelling at them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. My art history teacher, made an announcement. She's like, if you have an issue with a grade, please come talk to me. Don't have your mom, email me and call me. And I was like, who does that? We're freaking college students.
I had a professor who had that happen and went, fine, you failed. In front of the entire class, just went, get out of my classroom.
Yeah,
so I don't want to deal with you. And they just went, get the fuck out.
That's intense.
I think that's ridiculous. We all need to grow up. But not too fast, because I don't know. Growing up is hard. Anyway.
Sometimes you have to teach the parents, too, and the easiest way to do that is to flunk their kid and say, you know what, because you can't stop being a helicopter parent, we're not going to let you take the class for your kid. So
you need to
shut up and realize this is the time to grow up.
Yeah,
it's funny that you guys all feel old, because when I moved down here, all my friends are in their 30s or above.
Mm-hmm.
I went out for drinks with one of my friends last week, and he's 42 or something, has mm-hmm. two failed marriages, and I'm like, I just turned 23. You are twice my age.
Yeah, my mom keeps being you should start meeting new friends, because I see the same five friends every week, mm-hmm. and I don't even see Joey, and he lives 20 minutes away.
You popped in a couple days ago. That was fun.
Yeah, I pop in occasionally. And I work 2 minutes from him, and I still don't see him very often.
Yeah.
But my mom was like, and I'm like, cool. So I have that writer's group that I do.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm the youngest person who regularly shows up by about 15 years.
Yeah.
13 to 15 years.
Yeah, that's how it was in culinary school.
And I'm like, I don't mind. I'm getting to know awesome people. But they're not going to come play D&D with me and my friends.
Well, I think it also has
to do
with
the
fact, actually, they might.
The fact that our generation as a whole, like, not getting all, like, Generation Y or whatever that shit, but, like, we're very much connected digitally, whereas people of the 30s and 40s and 50s are still connected in brick-and-mortar environments, you know, like writing groups and, you know, board game stores. Like,
our generation has a hard time.
We also have a hard time going to stuff because we're all poor-ass college students slash graduates, and gas is a thing, or busing is a thing, or whatever.
And the fact that people want us to take really shitty jobs, grinding our asses off
just to make ends meet. Because none of us have any experience, so we're all working in underpaid jobs. So,
except for Ryan. Well, even Ryan's underpaid. He just makes more than any of the rest of us.
Well, right. But he still lives in California, where the cost of living is at least 20% higher. So,
he's also the only one with a real job.
Yeah.
On this podcast right now. No.
I do get brought on full at the end of this month, so that is a thing.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, wait, what about Senny?
I technically have a job, I'm just not working right now.
Yeah. This asshole has his career.
Yeah. Well, I literally can't do anything. I am legally not able to do anything in my career right now. Like, if I tried to, I would get in so much shit.
Theoretically, I hold on to school willing to take me.
I'm curious now. I'm curious. Seneca, what do you mean you can't do anything in your career or else you're getting in trouble?
So, psychology. Even being a professor means doing serious research or, like, being a part-time counselor.
Right.
I can't do those. I volunteer on two different research projects. I have my name in a paper that's going to hopefully be published. I have multiple presentations. I'm an advocate. I've been a grief facilitator. Like, I've done a lot of stuff, but I can't get paid for it legally.
Oh, you can't get paid for any of it. Okay.
Like, I don't have a master's, so I can technically, like, be a head research assistant for free, and, like,
an that's assistant great. That's fellow, experience, if you will.
But I can't use that as a job avenue at this point simply because of my educational level.
Yeah.
So
that sucks.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Joy of psychology.
I was gonna say it also makes sure that theoretically the psychologists that are out there are gonna be, you know, properly educated and.
Yeah, sometimes.
I said theoretically. All right, real quick, we're gonna do this that I've got to do, and then Alyssa gets to do this next week.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna be here.
Okay, Alyssa gets to do it in 2 weeks.
If I'm here.
She said I did it bad.
Just do the darn thing.
For you, the listeners of Podcast Lost in Space, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. I was going to mention it at the beginning, then I realized I needed to save it for this. I've been listening to Tamora Pierce audiobooks. Even though she's a young adult author, she's one of my favorite young adult authors. Yeah, Alyssa has one of the books. Actually, I gave her that book. I've been listening to...
Never mind.
Yes. to the Protector of the Small series, which the first book is First Test. I love her stuff because it's all female heroines. And she tries to kind of spread the gamut of, like, no, this one's a cop, and this one's a noble's daughter, but also, you know, she's a spy. Kind of, like, in terms of fantasy gamut, she tries to kind of give you the sense that it's not just the big noble who's, you know, the gods are all interacting with. Sometimes it's just a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, they're nice and short. I think the first book is 5 hours long compared to the 30-hour audiobooks I've been listening to.
What type of books do you read?
Big books.
The Encyclopedia of the World.
He likes big books and cannot lie.
Yeah, basically.
you other readers can't deny.
But yeah, to download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/pliss. That's audibletrial.com/PLIS. Super easy.
I can't believe we actually tried to make a song out of that just now.
Yeah, you guys are weird. All right, we're free of that.
So, shall we start our, like, actual official topic
yes.
of the day?
Here's our big topic. It is alcohol, is what's listed. But
so people aren't wondering why I'm drinking a beer on call.
Because you're just drinking a beer?
That is a thing.
I've done it.
Well, no, I'm just saying, it's relevant. It's relevant.
But, so, I guess I'll give the little... This is a big thing for all of us here, you know, even the underage one on the corner down there has her own thoughts. But for me, because it's my damn show, I don't drink. And for a long time, I hated people who drank and got drunk. I've had one of my closest friends get herself into all sorts of really stupid situations because of drinking. I'm underage drinking. It's normal in America. Grow up, America. But you know, seeing her get into situations, you know, as a kid, hit me. But then also, and I know Dad watches this, but seeing when Dad would get kind of drunk and get silly. And I did not. I was always such a serious kid, and I love that scene. Like, oh, he gets kind of stupid when he's drunk. Also, was a big turnoff for me. So for me, for a long time, I hated drinking. I mellowed out on that in a bit now. Like, I don't care if you have drinks. Mm-hmm. I'm still not gonna enjoy you being drunk around me, but that's because you're drunk around me, and I'm sober, and I have to deal with you while you're drunk. That's been my big thing about this. I know just about every other opinion is on this.
Well, I guess I'll take the floor then, just to, you know. So he definitely doesn't drink. I totally don't drink ever.
And for those who are listening versus watching, he's drinking.
Yeah. I've got my Corona here right now. I honestly, Alex brought me on and said, "Hey, we're talking about alcohol today." I'm like, "Okay, I'm gonna bring a beer on that episode because it's the only time it seems appropriate to drink in the middle of a podcast like that." But basically, you know, and I'll be willing to admit that I may or may not have underage drank a little bit because, you know, went to Wazoo, which I was gonna say, where's
you
my...
know people who did wink yeah. wink.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Yeah, no, I actually went to a party school and didn't drink at all. Like, no, it doesn't really work that way. It was just kind of part of the culture there. And granted, there were some people who didn't drink in Pullman, but they were few and far between, and they mostly kept themselves for fear of, you know, like... You
being
know,
ostracized.
Actually, you we're going to use this. You know who was a real dick about me not drinking?
Be nice.
Yeah, I was going to say it was me, right?
He knows he was a real dick.
It was me, right? Yeah, no. I was a dick to you about it, not in the sense of just demonizing you for your beliefs, but, like, trying to pick apart, like, reasons why you don't. As a, like, you know, more of a try to decipher, like, what is your problem with it.
Being, like, when, you know, every so often the comments of, like, oh, I'm just going to make you, I'll slip you something someday.
Yeah, no. I obviously never going to do that because that's wrong on so many levels. But, like, the problem with, I mean, it's not really a problem, but the reason that it always irked me is because my brother is the exact same way. Like, he's, what, 25 now and still has not had a drink a day of his life? And for me, it's one thing to, like, to have tried it and not liked it or, like, tried it, see what it did to you and not liked it, but he just flat out refused just from the get-go. And that always, you know, because it's like, my dad enjoys a casual beer. My mom enjoys a casual, you know, wine cooler, a cup of wine, or a glass of wine, or whatever. This is like the first beer I've had in 2 weeks. I'm just drinking it because it's an excuse to drink. But like, I mean, I'm pretty like our whole family drinks and sort of like it's always been a thing. So the fact that he's like the only one that didn't drink, it just irked my curiosity. And the problem that I have with him is that I've never ever gotten a solid explanation as to what. Now, granted, I'm not entitled to one because it's his own choice. But it's like with Alex, he's gone over it multiple different ways. But the only explanation I've ever figured it out with my brother was that he doesn't. And it's not really. He's never actually explained this, but I just kind of deduced this that he doesn't like the situation of just not being in complete control over his decision making.
Yeah.
Which is a legit reason to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's very legit reason, but he's never come out and said that. He's just kind of like implied it a couple of times. So I don't know. I've never understood. I usually never understand why, like, because to me, like, having one beer, unless you're, you know, incredibly, incredibly lightweight in a physical sense of the word, like, having one beer at a party is relatively harmless. Unless you're,
as long as you don't drive or do something stupid that you're not supposed to do.
As long as you don't drive.
Also, beer is nasty.
As long as you stop at one, or as long as you don't, you know, do, as long as you're not a lightweight and can handle
it. Or mix it with alcohol, or mix it with medication that you're not supposed to mix it with. Like,
right. Oh, yeah, no.
But, like, as long as you're being competent of
the situation. By the way, fun fact, and I actually had to look this up once because I had beer and then had a really bad headache simultaneously, so I was looking it up. Okay, you're not supposed to mix it with ibuprofen. But then I looked it up and it said, okay, no, you're not supposed to mix four or more drinks with more than 800 milligrams of ibuprofen. I was like, what? Like, I'm having ibuprofen, not a horse tranquilizer. Like, what is this?
Yeah, but there are people who pop those type of.
Well, of course. I was just saying, you'd always heard, like, never mix alcohol with ibuprofen,
Blood thinners?
Blood thinners. Yes, specifically that. I never mix it, and I looked it up, and it's just like, it's literally, you can have, like, a little bit, and it doesn't matter. So.
It's interesting that Alexander mentioned that he finds beer disgusting. So there's two parts of drinking for me. So there's drinking to get like really drunk and go out and party. But then I've also come to the point of sophistication, we'll call it, where I also enjoy the taste of beer. And when I say beer, I don't mean like Coors Light, Bud Light, like all those domestic beers. But craft beer is actually really interesting to me. And it's been something that I've, like, I can taste the subtle differences, and so I also drink beer because I like the taste, and it's not like I go out and have six beers on a Wednesday because I like the taste of it, but I'll, like, have a beer with dinner or just, like, when I'm thirsty versus, like, six glasses of Coke because I like the taste of Coke, like.
Can I just, throw this in there, like. Booze it makes you dehydrated, like.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You're going to drink water at
that's
the end
not
of the
really
day
something that you should be drinking when you're like thirsty. Well, that's your body, like.
Well,
I guess it
quenches your thirst at the moment, even if it net makes you dehydrated. So
just making that note there.
Well, no, like last night I was really craving carbonation.
So I
wanted, like, I should have, like, defined what I meant by thirsty, but, like, there are times I just, like, want carbonation, so I'll go and, like, have a beer instead of, like, a soda or something. But, that yeah, so it's...
And that's interesting that you touched on the taste, because for me it's, like, you know, they always say, you know, beer is an acquired taste, because it very much is, but it's
Stockholm Syndrome.
No, you got that from a webcomic. But the thing with beer is it's very much an acquired taste because your body, we don't on a regular basis have anything that is bitter. Like, that is just something that we're normally taught to avoid. But it's the same thing as, like, you know, heavily sour flavors. Like, the first time you have something sour, you're going to shrivel up like a lemon and just not like it, right? But I can pop Warheads nowadays and not even care. Like, they taste delicious. And,
yeah.
You know, I can suck them and I'm never going to, like, have a problem with them. Beer's the same way. Once you get past the bitterness, you can appreciate the taste. Go, Alyssa. Sorry.
I was just going to say, like, I drink honey lemon tea, and the more that I've, like, had it, the stronger I can get it kind of thing.
Do you want to talk about the family in Costa Rica?
What about them?
No, because, you know, we've got our family side of it and the way
See, like, growing up in a Latin household, we've just never been... One, we've never been really raised to think of alcohol as the devil or, like, avoid it at all costs and stuff. So my take on it...
Latin family.
Yeah, I know. And it's like I could have, like, try my dad's wine at dinner or, like, different types of beer. So, like, I've tried, like, a couple of different types, like, sipper here, sip there kind of thing. And it's just never been... a big deal, like, kind of thing. So that's why I feel like, personally, I think that's a good way of doing it, because when you get to the certain age, you're not like, I'm going to go crazy and try all this stuff, because I've never been able to have it before, but now I'm, like, let loose and I'm going to go crazy. No, like, for my 21st birthday, I'm like, mom said that she would give me some money and I could go to the bar with some friends and just, like, chill. I'm not going to, like, get a party bus and have 10, like, freaking bottles of vodka and stuff, you know?
Oh my God. Some people, not the 10 bottles, but some people do that.
A lot of people do the party bus thing here. At least that's what I can tell. But, like, I don't know. And I've just always appreciated the fact that, to me, being raised as alcohol, it's not a big deal. I feel like that's why, and, like, I don't know, our cousins, for example, at 18 in Costa Rica, you can drink, and that's just, like, normal, and I know none of them to really go too crazy and
but
stuff
even more,
like,
even in Costa Rica, it's, yeah, 18 you can drink, but, you know, you've probably been having wine at your house for a year, you know, with dinner.
I can probably say... When she said the ten gallons of vodka, the 10 bottles of vodka, like, you'd be surprised, especially with vodka, how resilient the body can be. Copious amounts of alcohol the first couple of times you do it. Like, the people who have alcohol poisoning and that sort of thing, they've done so much in a single amount of time, or they've been doing a lot and a lot and a lot over a long period of time. Mm-hmm. Like, I can speak to that personally. This is one of many dumb stories involving me and alcohol, but this is probably the one that takes the cake, in my opinion. There was a situation where I was hanging out with some friends back in college. I won't say when in college, but I was with a couple friends, and you know, they were like, hey, you know, come on over, we're going to have some drinks. And by that point, I wasn't a beer drinker. I wasn't that into beer. It just didn't really appeal to me yet. So I brought my drink of choice, vodka. You know, I've just brought some Smirnoff, but being an idiot, I brought a half gallon along with three of these gigantic cartons of, like, calorie-free lemonade. Like, it's basically just sweetened water.
At that point. I've made that before.
No, it tastes great. No, I love that stuff. It tastes really good.
Yeah, but that's, like, not... No.
But, so, by the end of the night, half that bottle was gone, and it was entirely me.
Yeah, so, that's why the little, like... Oh God!
That was so. I think it's like two and a half of those fifths goes into a half gallon. Yeah, that would probably make sense. Something like this, simple fractions there. So I basically had an entire smaller bottle of Smirnoff followed by another half of a one. So that was.
How'd you feel in the morning?
I mean, I probably just slept through the whole day. I couldn't tell you, but that was the first and only time I've ever blacked out. So.
I think blacking out is the
kind of a scary
stupidest
moment,
thing ever.
Oh, it really is. Yeah. It really is.
Waste of good alcohol.
From one moment, like, you skip 2 hours and you don't know where those 2 hours went, it's kind of scary, actually.
That stuff blows my mind. Like, I am in college, so, like, I know people and I hear stories and it's like, they literally can't remember. I'm like, what's the point of going out? What's the point of drinking if you're just going to forget? And I know some people that do it regularly, and so it's like it's not a rare occasion. And it's like if you know you're going to black out, stay in. Oh. What's the difference, you know? And you save
funny
your body
part of that story.
Stuff. What?
Funny part of that story. Apparently, because, you know, like I said, there was a two-hour period between when I first, you know, went to the bathroom and when I remember the next thing that happened. Apparently, at some point, you know, trashed as I was, I came out and may or may not have picked up my friend's cat and thrown it at the couch and said, Pikachu, I choose you. So that's a thing. Don't worry, the cat was fine. The cat was fine.
Okay.
This is the part of drinking that makes me mad. See, I am okay, like, going out with girlfriends, you know, to the bar or whatever, when you're of age, obviously, I'm not yet. But, like, or having a glass of wine with some, like, a dinner and stuff, like, no big deal. But when you do it and you are an idiot because you can't control yourself or you don't know your own body or you just don't care, that's when I have a problem with it and it makes me mad. Stupid people make me mad in general, but you add, like, alcohol and it just, like, inhibits all, like, any part of them that would be normal, that's when I get annoyed and that's when I'm like, no, this is, why do you care? You know, either drink because it's, like, a nice drink, like having a soda, you know? But don't do it to make yourself be stupid.
Senny, do you want to get on any of this?
Go ahead.
Well, so I've been kind of quiet because there has been some alcoholism in my family, so I have this kind of weird feeling on drinking where I'm 22. I can legally drink. I had the kind of crazy 21st birthday where I didn't have 21 drinks, but I definitely probably went over my, like, what should be my limit and definitely way over what I normally drink because, like, you know, my boyfriend and I will go on super nice dates and we'll do, like, a pre-dinner drink and, like, get appetizers somewhere and then we'll go to dinner and have, like, beer or wine or whatever, you know, we want at the dinner and it's fine and, like, that's great. And, I mean, even when I drink at home, it's not that much. Like, I don't drink a ton. I really don't appreciate... I have the personal belief where if you drink, you're making that choice. So even if you get to the point where you're like, I didn't have control over myself. I was drunk. I was blacked out. Like, yes, but you made that choice to drink that much. Yes. So you are still at fault in my mind. Like, I have a lot of angst against people who cheat on their significant other when they're drunk. And they're like, it wasn't my fault, I was drunk. And I'm like, yes, but you made that, like, you know, I have not
allowed yourself to get to that, you know, that weak state, that lack of will.
You've made that choice, even if you weren't making it directly. Yep. Like,
you could have stopped at a certain point. You could have, like, if you know you get a certain way when you are under the influence of alcohol, you could make sure you have one or two drinks, and then when you feel it enough to, like, have an enjoyable time but not enough to make a stupid decision, know yourself. It's like, check yourself before you wreck yourself and know yourself.
And I want to make really quick, I just realized I was thinking about something I said. When I said, I've seen my dad drunk. He's not a drunkard or anything, but, you know, wine happens, really. Just wanted to make that kind of clear because I realized he's not now.
Okay, he's not a drunkard. And I kind of, like, going off of that, like, back to what Alyssa said about going to, like, drinking to get blackout. So I've blacked out a couple times in my life, but I've never gone out with the intention of, like, I'm going to blackout. Sometimes it just happens, like, drinks are delicious, you have one too many. It happens, actually. Blacked out on my 23rd birthday.
It's understandable. Like, I know nobody tries. Okay.
Well, that's not true.
There are some people that try.
There are people that kind of slip into that zone without realizing it, especially when you're new to drinking and you're like, I have so many options. Let's get shit-faced. Like, I know people out there who have had those parties, and that's fine, but there's also, like, if it's one of your first couple times drinking, or you're drinking something that you haven't had before, like, the system is a magical thing.
You also gotta worry when you get into the career field that a lot of times, if you're working for, like, Fortune 500 companies or something like that, you'll often go to parties where they have company-paid open bars, and you get... Same with weddings. It happens at weddings all the time, too. You got to be very careful
when you're in an
open bar situation where you can say no, even though there's free booze here, I don't need to consume all of the free booze and become the laughingstock of the party because I can't control myself and be carted out.
Binge drinking is not healthy long-term. Like, it has some serious negative impacts. Like, blacking out actually has, like, to your brain, it has a very similar impact as, like, getting a concussion, and if you get multiple concussions, it actually leads to some potentially serious health issues. So that's kind of why I have some personal angst about it, and that's why, like, even when I definitely have gone out before of just the idea of, like, I just want to go have as much fun as I can, and I've definitely gotten way more inebriated than I intended to or I thought I was going to. But I also made it, like, pointedly clear to my friends of, like, if you start seeing me being obviously drunk, please take me home.
Yeah, that's good.
Because, like, I've never blacked out. I've never, like, I've been really fortunate where I'm usually in pretty good control even when I am inebriated. I've never done something that I haven't, like, the next day been like, well, yes, that was stupid. Yes, I probably shouldn't have done that, but it's still my own.
I feel like, I mean, we have all been through college, but, like, what I really, like, people don't think about the long-term repercussions. being in a sorority, we have really strict rules about drinking, and people, even with these rules, post pictures with alcohol on Facebook when you're underage. Like, no, you don't. That's stupid. That's stupid. Not even, like, drinking, yes, has, like, physical repercussions, but, like, jobs, that's a thing. Even, I mean, to get
that just, that gets into the whole other discussion of people have no filter on what they post on Facebook. That almost doesn't have to do with the picture itself, just off the fact that you could tell a sorority girl, and not, this is not me knocking a sorority, I'm just saying an example sorority girl, you could tell her that, hey, just no posting at all on social media for the time being, and they'll probably do it anyway. Like, it's just not, it's not a, most, it's not a normal thing.
Most college age kids, I would say, obviously not all, but most, if you just said, I will pay you $50 to not post anything alcohol related for the next 3 months during, like, party, like, spring break season.
And I'm waiting for all the spring break. Like, I'm doing a service trip for my spring break, so.
I would probably not lose very much money if I made that bet.
Just saying, though, that service trip will undoubtedly have opportunities for it. Just saying.
I highly doubt it.
Trust me.
I'll come back with stories.
College kids find a way. One, like, that's the rule, that college kids find a way. In a dorm, stash under your bed. In a, you know, like, at a party, like, you know, it's people find a way.
And on my end, I was really militant about drinking for a while. And there was really good reason for it. I had literally seen my best friend, you know, come back and be like, oh my god, I put, you know, like, this almost, and I, you know, somebody who I really, really, really cared about being put in stupid ass situations, while also being surrounded by my peers who, freshmen, go batshit insane in America. The minute they get, usually, like, for the most part, they start going, they, you know, the minute they're like, I can go to a party, they go, and it's exhausting to be surrounded by what are essentially children.
Yep.
And I don't like stupid people in general, and so seeing people around me act like children and be stupid, I was just like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. And over the years,
try rooming with a party girl when you're not a party girl.
For me it was stoners. I had a stoner roommate every year.
We got drugs as a whole other thing.
Yeah, my old roommate liked to go out a lot, and there was a whole lot of other things that went on with my old roommate, but she'd come home like 3-4 in the morning and be loud, and it's like disrespectful, but you literally don't know what you're doing.
You have had
way too many drinks. So,
but I mellowed out really quickly over the years, and it's to the point now where I will never drink beer because beer is nasty.
I
go out to parties with Ryan now.
I still remember my 21st birthday, though, where you got all pissy that I didn't invite you up here, and I was like, there's going to be drinking. Like, I'll come visit you, but I adore you, but I am not inviting you to my birthday party where I know that you're just going to be mad the entire time.
I'll piss at you with me being like,
how dare you not let me harass at your party? How dare you?
It was me being, you didn't invite me to your party. I wanted to come to your house, say hi.
I was very surprised because when my brother and I went down to Portland, he actually went to the bars with Newman, and I was like, what? He's going to be around that. People that are
drink.
Like, drinking?
I got free soda the entire night, which is fucking awesome, by the way.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, he came down to visit me one weekend in college, and it happened to be Luau weekend, which is the biggest party weekend at our school every year. So we have, like, the largest Luau on the mainland, and then all the Hawaiians go crazy. And since the Hawaiians are going crazy, all the white people go crazy. So it's just a huge party weekend. And I took him to a party. There's probably, like, it's a fairly large party for my school, so what? 50 to 100 people.
Something like that.
It was a first party.
I was going to say, Joey, shut up. You went to Wazoo.
I was going to say, that's about 100 people is about, 14th of my school's population?
Yeah.
50 people at my school is like one club getting together. Like a party at Wazoo was like, It could be as many as, you know, 300, 400 people if the venue was large enough.
See,
if the venue was large enough, keyword.
Even going to the party with Newman, it was, after a certain point, I'm like, yeah, everybody's drunk or, you know, other stuff, and this is not entertaining anymore because it's 2 a.m.
There was one party at the house I lived in last year. So my senior year, it was called Jungle House for a reason. And it got so crazy because they, and this is not me. I saw this many people were coming and I'm like, okay, I'm locking myself in my room. I'm only letting in like four or five of my close friends who want to come drink in my room. That's cool. But I do not want to be in that crowd of people because you had like 30 person lines to get to the bathrooms. There were four bathrooms in the house. And you still had that.
Yeah.
So basically, and you had like backup lines trying to go up and down the stairs. I had to like swim through people just to get from, because my room is the furthest one from the outside.
Yeah.
And I had to like swim through like over 60, 70 people just to get to the back, just to get outside so I could go, you know, do my business in the bushes and then have to like swim back through into my room. There were at least 300 to 400 and like there were maybe 450 people there, and it was crazy. Like, I honestly don't. There were like there were people
is that
there.
Fun? Like, no. Why is it fun?
It was fun for a lot of people, and I net had fun. Like, it was a fun night, but I was not leaving my room. Like, no way. I was drinking with friends in my room and playing some video games. But like, I would open my door and there'd be like, you know, two randos macking on each other. I'm like, what, this is my room. Get out of here. Like, go on, shoot. Yeah.
That's so, like, movie to me. I don't know.
It was literally, like, a movie-like party. It was really crazy.
My fraternity has also hosted parties with 300, 400 people. So, I know how you feel.
It was partnered with a fraternity. I forgot to mention that. Like, like, it wasn't a fraternity party, but they were sponsoring it, and it was taking place at our...
That's crazy that fraternities can do that. But, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, I am kind of curious, because I'm the youngest one of my friend group, so therefore they will all be 21 before me.
Have fun.
So that's what I'm kind of waiting to experience, the whole sober cab life, or, like, all my friends are going to go downtown.
Get
and
a lot of free soda.
You can't even get in.
You won't be able to get in most cases. In some cases, places will close after 9 to minors, so they'll let you in up until 9 o'clock, and then they'll have a bouncer check IDs and kick all the minors out.
Yep.
I mean, honestly, and, you know, this is not, you know, obviously this is not legal, but what will probably end up happening is your older friends will start bribing you, hey, if you take me out this night, I'll get you a six-pack or something like that.
Uh-oh.
So just
so
you'll
be...
Or they'll give her 20 bucks.
I'm going to make money.
That too.
Also, like, a big thing, because my boyfriend is younger than me, so when I turned 21, I was like, but I want my boyfriend to be at my birthday party. We actually went to a restaurant that is a bar and a restaurant, and we didn't sit in the bar area. We sat in the restaurant area, and that's where a lot of my birthday, like, happened, just because I had a bunch of friends who were actually younger than me, and I had a bunch of friends who were older than me, and, like, my boyfriend actually ordered me a drink, technically, before, like, he can legally drink, but, you know, like, so he got to be in on it.
Yeah,
and that's an option depending on restaurants in the area.
I took my now ex-boyfriend out for his 21st birthday, and I was like, if I pay, is that, can you do that? But, I mean, yeah, I did. I paid, and there was alcohol in the bill or whatever, but obviously I didn't drink it. He did. But I was just like, that's just something I never thought about, because theoretically, I don't know the rules, but theoretically that'd be me buying alcohol.
Yeah. No,
well, you're paying for it, but you're not consuming
minors. You're footing the bill, but you're in a controlled environment, and they know, hey, you're not drinking it, your boyfriend's drinking it.
Yeah.
So they're not selling it to you, you're just the one picking up the bill for what they sold to him.
Yeah.
It was super interesting, having done Running Start and being in upper-level classes with, you know, 21-year-old, 22-year-old. Because for the most part, the upper-level classes, people don't go out and party nearly as much because,
you know. Depends on the school. Very heavily depends on the school.
As long as you go to an actual good school. and not the piece of crap all over the map.
Wait, are you calling the satellite campus better than the main campus I went to?
Yes. No, I'm just giving you. No, but like generally you get, even you, everybody mellows out as they kind of get into the upper level, as they get older. Cause
Joey's a great example of that.
Yeah, you mellowed out. Like, it's not worth, you realize, like, you're like, I'm just throwing money away. I'm just literally pissing money away, you know.
I honestly didn't care about the money aspect as much. It really got to a point where it was the time aspect where it's like, great, my Sunday is gone.
Yeah, that's
or my Saturday is gone, because, like, you know, sometimes, like, even if you don't have a hangover, like, you don't have a headache, you don't want to do anything. You just are in, like, a very sluggish, like, state the next day. Even if you drank water and you feel relatively okay, you just, like, it's noticeable. Like, I couldn't concentrate on certain things. I couldn't remember certain things. Like, your cognitive ability goes out the drain.
Mm-hmm.
Or it goes out the window, down the drain, out the window. The next, you know, next day, maybe up to the next 2 days, depending on how hard you go. Yeah. Like,
it was interesting being the younger one and having all the people you're starting to get to know as friends in your classes. Be like, yeah, we're gonna go out drinking for. Oh, you can't come with us.
Yep.
Sorry.
That's really fucking awkward.
Yeah, it was. That was always my thing because, like, also I was on like a knowledgeable team, so we traveled, and I was always the youngest, and it was like. Oh, let's go to this place. Oh, just kidding. We have Alyssa. Or, oh, okay, we'll find somewhere where you can go and stuff. And it's like, yep.
It's just a weird one being the younger one.
Yeah.
And nowadays, I quickly, especially going out with Newman a bunch, you know, you're like, now that I just don't drink anyway, I'm like, cool, but I get free soda. And, you know, if I'm the designated driver, cool. I can probably, you know, con money out of all the people who want to just get drunk.
Yeah. I feel like everybody's general consensus, except for the people that are stupid, is like, I'm fine with alcohol. I have nothing against alcohol. I can't wait to be 21 so I can legally drink alcohol and, like, go places with people. But I don't like it when people are stupid with it. And that's just, like, do it because you enjoy it. Like, somebody that I know just had their 21st birthday, literally, like, chugging, like, martinis and lemon drops. Like, I'm like, okay, that's not the point of them. The point of them is to sip them and enjoy them. And because, like, they have bartenders, especially, like, because our mom is actually a certified bartender. There's a lot. Yeah, I know. I feel like that's weird that we didn't talk about that. But, like, there's a lot they go through to, like, think about the flavor complexes of the drinks. And it's like, you're not supposed to just pound them one after another.
They'll if you want to pound them, take a frickin' shot.
Yeah.
They'll also give you, if they realize that they tend to give you the cheap, shitty stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
And charge you anyway because, you know, they're like, oh, you're just going to get you're not going to remember any of this.
Yeah. And alcohol is not the devil if you're smart with it. My favorite thing, check yourself before you wreck yourself. I love that saying.
By the way, funniest thing you can do to someone who's on the 21 run, tell the bartender to give that friend who's on the 21 run a Hurricane Katrina. I promise you, you will not regret it. your 21-year-old friend, because what they actually do is they say, hey, the bartender goes, hey, we're doing a Hurricane Katrina, so I'm taking the shot with you. So the bartender goes and pours a shot, into her glass and into your glass. Her glass is just water. Yours is some kind of vodka. And then she goes and splashes you in the face with it. And that's really funny.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Remember that in 2 years.
It is very much a thing.
A year and a half, actually. I have a year and a half.
All right.
Aww. So it's probably time for us to wrap up.
Yeah, we're at time. This was an interesting one. This is a good topic because it is just, it's something everybody deals with, all of us have dealt with.
In some shape or form.
Ron, who are you? Where can they find you? Blah, 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 blah.
Check out my photography website, alyssap.com, alyssap.com. I think that's all I do.
Yep.
Joey. I'm here.
You can find me on Twitch at twitch.tv/JoeDor, JOEDOR, with an underscore, or you can find me on YouTube at youtube.com/C/JOEDOR, PLAYS, JoeDor Plays. Yep.
Newman.
Find me on GitHub, github.com/Newman29.
That's right. I forgot you were actually had something. Sunny.
You can find me on Instagram. I'm actually still using it. It's surprising. SEAE789. Find me. Yeah.
Cool. And then you can find me on Twitter at Redbreard, REDBREARD. Yeah, I got that right. use that anywhere.
Literally, none of us used the same social media. That is weird. Like, not a single anywhere. One of us gave the same type of link.
Joey, shut up. you can find all the stuff that we do at podcastlostinspace.com. Look up Podcast Lost in Space in iTunes. In theory, just about anywhere else, any other podcast thing will pull it up. Mine is broken still. I don't know why. Theoretically, we have a Twitch account that nobody ever uses, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, help us out. Go to audibletrial.com/pliss. Help us out. Helps us out. Helps the show out.
Find a new book.
Find a new book.
Find a new book.
Find read. A new book.
And if you don't want to read, get it read to you.
I was going to say,
Rainbow.
Audible books are great because yeah. I don't like reading, but you can listen to the story.
She's allergic to reading.
I am.
All right, guys. Thanks for watching.
Bye.
Yeah.
Later.